Good afternoon, you're listening to Random Sports. This is Tony Rice, and I'll tell you what, I love this time of the year because it is the Six Nations. It comes around, one of the oldest sporting tournaments in the world, and we are really lucky now to be joined on the line for the second time, returning to Random Sports. It's Saracens star and England international fullback, Sarah McKenna. Welcome back to Random Sports. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Good to be back. Good to be talking to you again.
Well, look, honestly, as I said, marvellous to have you back on. Again, I appreciate your time at this time because it's Wednesday evening, just literally a few days away from the Six Nations getting real as England travel to Donnybrook, the wonderfully named Energia Park, after a wonderfully successful Quilter Autumn International, a rather powerful 2018 in which you guys won 7 from 8. You must be going in feeling fairly confident, but Ireland are always a dangerous outfit.
Yeah, definitely. We've had some interesting matches against them in the past, and our match against them in the Autumns was really challenging in itself. So, we know that they're a really strong outfit, especially at home, so that will prove a challenge in itself, just being over here in Ireland against a crowd who are going to be sort of singing their heart out.
A Celtic storm, as a friend and colleague of mine likes to report, but I'm sure you'll be able to front up. Overall, your record against the formidable Irish is incredibly strong, as I'm sure you know. I think it's 25 wins in 27, but Ireland have 3 Grand Slams, I think, in the last 8 years. So, again, on their day, very difficult. I guess a tricky first-up opponent, but what will you take, if anything, from that victory in that Autumn International you referenced?
Yeah, it will be important, obviously, to us, having played them already, being able to take that confidence forward. But we know that they've been able to work on lots of things in that meantime. So just that we need to sort of work on the things that perhaps we didn't get right within that time, and then see what new challenges they've got in front of us as well.
Do you know what I love about chatting to you elite athletes, Sarah, is that there is always this sense of the level has to always be erased. I tell you, it's that sort of, I guess, mentality which is taking you to the elite of what you do.
Yeah, we've obviously got to keep a level head and obviously always look at our game before we sort of look at other people. No resting on laurels here.
Absolutely. And you're playing fullback at the weekend, but again, multi-talented player across multi-positions. As you understand incredibly well, Sarah, maybe rugby union is the ultimate in-team sports. But from a personal level, how brilliant and exciting was it to not only get back in that autumn international period, but get over the whitewash in your first game back?
Yeah, it was really, really great to do that, especially as I was at home at Allianz Park. And it, I suppose, settled a few nerves quite early on in that game. I think I was the third try in that match, so it certainly made me feel really good, really confident of getting that score and then going into the rest of the autumn with that under my belt. So, yeah, definitely calmed a few nerves at that point.
And just going again into this upcoming fixture against Ireland, again, I'm sure you won't want to be giving too many secrets away, but how important would you say is the experience this England team can boast? Sarah Hunter with over 108 caps, or 108 caps to her name, skippers the team. 7 players have actually won a World Cup from 2014 in your team. So I guess you look around and know that you've been there, done that, and have been to the trenches many times before.
Yeah, it proves really, really valuable to us. Certainly when you have some newer faces mixed in, you sort of look to those old heads, especially, like we said, playing against a crowd as well. That people do look to those older heads just to sort of ease tension, especially when perhaps things aren't going quite our way. They're the ones making the right calls at the right time. So, yeah, really important to us, but also to have that mix of youth within it, just to sort of provide that energy and that sort of sense of newness still, and makes you really like relish new challenges.
One of those new faces you mentioned, Bryony, the Saracen star, potentially could get on the pitch with not only her sister but a twin sister. How is she taken to the fold, and is she revved up and hoping to get on the field on Friday?
Yeah, she's doing really fantastically having come in. And I suppose it does help her, probably having her sister on. Actually, I don't know if that helps her or not. She probably gets ribbed more than any other new person coming in, because she seems so familiar, because obviously her twin sister's here, and get mixed up all the time. But no, she's training really, really well. Obviously, I'm with her at Saracen, so I know what a formidable player that she is. So I know that, you know, as long as the occasion doesn't get to her, and I know she's got a really level head on her, that she's going to come on and play really well, just like her club form.
And what an important season this is for, well, rugby, really. We're at the, you know, it's a World Cup year for the men, but 2019 signified something very historic. It's the first union in, across the world where England now have a full-time, fully paid-up professional 15. I guess we talked about that. It was always the core skills there, and the commitment in the amateur time was never in dispute. But just talk to us about the ability now, as a full-timer, to kind of get the recovery process, which is so, so critical.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, we've noticed the difference already. We started on the 2nd of January in our programme, so sort of No step backwards, straight into the programme as soon as the 2019 came. So we've been mixing in England training while still continuing with our Premiership season. So we'd play Premiership games at the weekend, then go to England during the week. And obviously that's quite a big schedule. But within that, they do put in, you know, the right recovery protocols, so that we are feeling as good as we can before the weekend to go again. So, you know, massive learning and massive progress made in the week with England, and then also backing that up with the performance with Premiership at the weekend. And that's not an easy feat to sort of flip between the two. Mm-hmm. So the recovery has to be right on. And yeah, I think the performances and the style of games that you're getting at the weekend and the performances from the England players just shows that, you know, it is going the right direction, and teams are playing better and better, and those players are really performing at club.
And you know what, again, these things kind of go in tandem, don't they? And then that quality breeds extra kind of interest and intrigue, and then the next level stars kind of take on the baton. I had a conversation with Katna Ratnapara, who's actually head coach of the Saracens now, Mavericks netball team, and she has been just totally appreciative of the support and the media exposure that Sky have given netball in particular. And I know obviously all the Six Nations is televised through once again Sky, so you know it must be exciting, I guess, to be at the real forefront of a mini revolution in women's rugby at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really going places, and you know we're out there with our feet on the ground, and we can feel it. We can, you know, tell there's real progress being made. Not just our England games where we're getting more and more people, but you know at the weekends with in the Tyrrells Prem. So yeah, we can see it. We can see the crowds getting bigger. We can see sort of exposure getting bigger, and you know interviews like this and people following us on Twitter and just that sort of exposure, like we can see it happening before our eyes. And that's what's really exciting, is that you don't sort of hear murmurs of it happening, like you can see it.
And you know what's great about the Saracens culture, men's and women's, is that you just are a real part of the community. And I know just talking to St Albans locals, this is my want, they really appreciate how open you are and how kind of giving of yourselves you are. I guess in that sense, it's you know a two-way street, because then the fans kind of really buy into the club. But you know, you really are ambassadors, which I think is phenomenal.
Yeah, big time. Like we, obviously, at Saracens, we know that how valued we are by the Saracens men's team. We spend, you know, time up at Old Albanians training there and talking to, you know, to the coaches and to the trainers there about how we can be better. So, yeah, we feel really included in the process. I also met up with the Saracens Mavericks recently, So I sort of know that they feel really included too. But, yeah, it's nice to feel that you're sort of bigger than something than just your own club, and part of that bigger family that Saracens, you know, talk about so well.
It really is, you know, appreciative here. I don't know, like I say, just the culture of winning seems to be stemming right across the board. You guys at Saracens Women, atop the Tyrrells Premiership, 15 wins from 16, were taken to the wire recently by Harlequins. It wasn't out to the game, but from what I could understand, again, talking quality, you would have been, you know, literally needed to stay there to the death by the sounds of that one.
Yeah, we had actually two games on the bounce quite similar to that. The Quinns game we had to win in the final play, and the Gloucester game the following week we had to keep ahead within the final play. So it was all for Gloucester to take at that point, but we managed to cling on. But yeah, I think you know, we're used to those winning ways. And probably the same thing could be said for the men's team. You know, we know how to close out games and we also know how to win them. And even till the final minutes, you know, a game has never got too far away from us. We always have that belief that we know how to win. So, yeah, you know, having a track record behind us like that, we sort of know that even at 60 minutes, I think we were 16 points down against Quins, we knew, you know, there was very much a good chance that we could win and we never gave up. And I think that has been bred from being part of a winning team and also being a Saracens team as well.
It is a culture, isn't it? It's a mentality. And sometimes, you know, at this elite level of sport, where physicality is almost a given, technical prowess, again, factored in, it does come down to these moments, these inches that coaches talk about. And that is much about will and mind power as any of the other kind of sort of more tangible qualities, perhaps.
Yeah, I think the type of players that we have at Saracens as well, and like sort of girls who play high on confidence and who you know, don't step away from challenges and really relish those challenges as well. So I think, you know, that plays on it as well. We've got players who really are excited to play the shirt, excited to sort of play a new brand of rugby. And I think, you know, they're not sort of old heads who are perhaps, you know, grind out wins and whatnot. They're people who want to play and play exciting games. So I think, you know, we get lots of tries playing that style of rugby. And like I said, even if we are 16 points down, 20 minutes to go, you know, that's not an opportunity to give up. You know, we're still going, we still want to play rugby just because we enjoy it. And, you know, the points come, you know, in hand with that.
It's such a beautiful and very powerful message there that I'm sure will connect with a lot of people listening. It applies not just to sport, but all of life. That's beautifully delivered. Just want to literally two or three quick questions. Number one, obviously, I'm sure supremely confident going into this first Six Nations clash away at Donnybrook on Friday. So I'm not even going to ask you to predict that one. Could you give me a little bit of your thoughts, though, ahead of England-Ireland on Saturday in the men's side of things? Obviously, Ireland did so well defeating the mighty New Zealand quite recently. England looking like they're getting back to some type of their best form. Maybe there are those saying that this is the best time to tackle Ireland. I don't buy that myself. What I'm rather sure is it's going to be a game that if you've never watched rugby, watch it, because it's going to be a great advert for the wonderful sport. Your thoughts, just quickly, ahead of England-Ireland on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one. One team in form and one team hoping to get into form quite quickly. So it's going to be a tough one. I've got to back England, but I think it's going to be down to kicks probably on that one. So a tight one all the same, but both teams have World Cup sides ahead of them, so it's going to be important. Yeah,
absolutely. This whole period now, we're on countdown to that crucial World Cup in September and then through the late autumn. Just before I let you go, final quick question coming back to you girls on Friday. Again, I'm sure you're likewise confident for a great result there. But just on a personal level, will you be in charge of the tunes before kickoff? I know that was, again, one of your other multi-talents that you possess.
Yeah, everyone has a say on their sort of own tune that they put in. So no one takes main control of it. Everyone gets a little say. So hopefully mine will come on at the right time for me, not too late, so I'm pumped up just at the right time. But no, it's a you know, team, everyone gets a vote, so we could have High School Musical on there, or we could have some death metal, who knows. But yeah, everyone's got a little interest in that, so yeah.
I tell you what, I've got a wonderful insight into the England dressing room there. You really, really appreciate that. Look, honestly, so, so great to chat to you once again. Definitely look forward to having you back throughout the busy, busy Six Nations. But just in closing, again, in this awesome time now for women's rugby, what's the website best to check out yourself and the England rugby team? And maybe just a quick one to Saracens as well.
Yeah, just head on englandrugby.com. All our news will be up on there, all our results as well, and also the England Twitter page and Instagram page, and same as Saracens, so Saracens Rugby and Instagram and Twitter for that, so that's Saracens Women if you want to check out our results, Saracens.
Hey, perfect. Well, listen, it seems like everything is going in a positive direction. I would like to take a moment to thank you again for your time and send my best wishes to all involved at the Red Roses big game in just a few short days. And I'm sure it's going to be a really successful Six Nations. Sarah McKenna, thank you once again for your time tonight.
Thank you, Tony. It's been up.